Welcome to installment 113 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains three commandments. Positive commandment 95, once again discussing the law of Haforas Nedarim, or nullifying a vow, and beginning the laws of the Nazarite. Positive commandment 92, that the Nazarite must grow his hair, and prohibition 209, that he is forbidden from cutting his hair. Positive commandment number 95 is the commandment involving Haforas Nedarim, or the nullification of a vow. We discussed this in yesterday's portion, and we'll briefly discuss it today. The Rambam declares that this commandment is not an active commandment. It applies only when one wants to nullify a vow. There is essentially no commandment to nullify a vow. However, when one wishes to nullify a vow, it must be done according to the laws of the Torah, as indicated in the book of Numbers at the beginning of Parshas Matteis in chapter 30 of the book of Numbers. As we mentioned in yesterday's portion, there is Haforas Nedarim, nullifying of a vow by a father to his daughter's vow or a husband of his wife's vow, and there is also Hatoras Nedarim, also freeing a person from a vow. However, this can be any person and must be done only by a sage or a qualified Jewish court. One interesting extension of the idea of nullifying vows is the beginning of the prayer service for Yom Kippur. We all recite the Kol Nidre, involving all oaths that we have made or will be making in the coming year. This prayer has been, and still is, the subject of much scholarly controversy, involving how can one nullify, in a blanket fashion, all of the past oaths of the year, or, as explained by Rabbeinu Tam, and as is presently indicated in our Sidurim, that one nullifies, so to speak, all of the oaths for the coming year, that one puts a condition, so to speak, on any oath or utterance from the or neder, or vow for the coming year, in order that it should not take effect. This has very, very shallow and shaky legal grounds. Therefore, how could this have lasted so long in our service, and not only lasted, but become such a major part of our service, one which is known and famed probably more than any other piece of the liturgy? Our sages explain that the entire existence of the Jewish people is dependent on one instance of a vow being nullified. This, the Medrash says, was done by Moses, as he was called in a verse, Ish Elokim, which can be translated not only as a godly man, but as the husband, literally, of God. God himself, says the Medrash, made an oath. He swore to destroy anyone among the Jewish people who worships another god. After the sin of the golden calf, God was prepared to carry through with his oath and destroy the Jewish people. However, Moses, who always stood up for the Jewish people, declared to God that just as God has commanded that the Jewish people have certain commandments, he himself must also fulfill these commandments. As we say in our prayer service, Magid Devar Rav LeYankiv, that he commands his words to the Jewish people. His words, meaning that God himself fulfills the commandments. And Moses claimed that as Isha Elohim, that as the husband, so to speak, of God, he has the power that a husband has to nullify the vow of a wife. Moses therefore acted in the defense of the Jewish people, and pleaded before God that the Jewish people unwittingly transgressed this sin of the golden calf and did not really realize the full significance of it. And Moses, as the Medrash, sat down in his palace, and just as a scholar who annuls vows, he annulled, so to speak, the vow of the Almighty. And the Almighty, it says, so to speak, requested that Moses absolve him from this oath. Therefore, when we nullify the oaths on Kol Nidre, on the night of Yom Kippur, we duplicate this event which happened. As our sages say, that this Salachti Kidvarecha, that the forgiveness of God to the Jewish people, also took place on the 10th day of Tishrei, on the day of Yom Kippur, in the wilderness, in the Midbar. And in saying Kol Nidre, we also refer in a hinted way to another oath of God, as it says in the Talmudic tractate Baba Basra, that a voice came from the heavens complaining, how could I have done it? And how can I nullify my oath to send my children into exile, removing my children, the Jewish people, from the Beis HaMikdash and from Jerusalem? Therefore, when we say Kol Nidre and nullify oaths, we are in a way asking God to nullify His oath and bring us back to Israel with the coming of Mashiach. The second two mitzvahs of today's shir involve the law of a nazir, as we will be discussing in the following days. A nazir is a person that has made a particular type of vow, a vow of nazirus, as is discussed in the book of Numbers, chapter 6. A nazir is in general subject to three special laws, one involving not cutting his hair, another one not to consume wine or grape products, and a third, not to come in contact with the dead. The prohibition against cutting one's hair is in verse 5 in this chapter 6 in the book of Numbers. The verse contains both a negative part and a positive part. The verse states that tar liyaver al reshe, that all the days of his nazir period, a cutting instrument shall not touch the hair on his head. The end of the verse states Kodesh Yiyya, that he should be holy, Gadel Peras Arreshe, and he must grow the hair on his head. To grow the hair on his head, the Rambam says, is a positive commandment. Positive commandment number 92. And the prohibition not to cut his hair, which is expressed by the Chumash as not touching his head with a cutting instrument, is a prohibition. Prohibition number 209. Therefore, by cutting one's hair, one is transgressing this prohibition, and one is also nullifying, negating the positive commandment of growing one's hair if one does this during the period of Nazirus. As discussed in the Tractate of Nazirus, the Rambam brings a case when one can transgress only the positive commandment without transgressing the prohibition. Let's say one should remove one's hair with a depilatory, or any sort of substance which one places on the head, smears on the head, which automatically removes the hair. In such a case, one has negated the positive commandment. One is not growing one's hair, since the hair has been removed. However, in the prohibition of removing the hair, the pasuk, the verse states, ta'ar liyaver, one may not use a cutting instrument. Since in this case the cutting instrument was not used, it was done with a depilatory, in this case the prohibition has not been transgressed. Only the positive commandment has been transgressed. Among the explanations for this commandment are two diametrically opposed points of view. One points out the lack of beauty involved in growing one's hair long, that since the nazir has developed a distaste for physical beauty, and or perhaps in the opposite direction, that he desires so much physical beauty that he recognizes the need to negate it, he therefore grows his hair long and scorns and refuses to participate in any of the physical adornment which people normally participate in. This indicates the lack of desire of having the hair. On the other hand, other commentaries explain that the nazir, by the act of making his vow, has made himself holy, as the word nazir derives from the word nezir, or crown. The hair therefore becomes a crown onto his head, and since he has sanctified himself, his entire being becomes holy. Even the hair on his head becomes holy, as the verse states, Kodeshiyya, that it becomes holy. It retains a sanctity of its own, and therefore, during the period of his Nazirus, he may not cut the hair. This holiness is also indicated by the story in the prophets of Shimshon, of Samson's hair, that the hair was his vessel not only for his strength, but for his tremendous holiness. In fact, it has been explained that his strength derived from the holiness, that since he was so holy, this holiness and strength in a spiritual aspect revealed itself and came down in a physical form as well, making him, and obviously to all of the people that came in contact with him, physically strong and powerful. And this physical strength derived from his physical, his spiritual strength, the holiness in his Nazirite vow. to conclude with the Rambam's treatment of these two mitzvahs in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam brings as a source the Mechilta, which clearly says that there is a separate positive commandment to grow the hair, as well as the prohibition not to cut it. And as far as the prohibition is concerned, it is not only the person who cuts his hair, or allows his hair to be cut, but even the barber that cuts someone's hair, the nazir's hair, is also transgressing this prohibition. And even if one hair is cut, the violation has occurred. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor a share, contact Sichas in English at 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.